This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. You know, when I tell people that we're having Andrew Meyer on tonight, many of them say, who? I said, yeah, Andrew Meyer, you know? Sorry, Bob, I'm not sure. I know Andrew Meyer. Don't tase me, bro. Oh, that Andrew Meyer, of course. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show, brother. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bob?
You get that sometimes from people? I mean, that meme has become basically the way people identify you, for better or for worse.
So a lot of people will meet me and then they don't know, you know, they don't put two and two together, but then they'll go on my website and they'll see that and they'll go, I can't believe that's you!
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about your recent campaign. That I dig it, man. It's pretty darn cool. And we're going to talk about a few other things as well, some current events and whatnot. But let's revisit it for a moment, okay, for nostalgia's sake. You asked Kerry some tough questions, pointing out some big issues with the 2008 election, some big issues with his role with the Skull and Bones, so on and so forth. And you were removed from the podium and subsequently arrested and tased. Now, this went absolutely viral. Everybody has seen it. Everybody knows what happened. And then you went on the Today Show, and then you did a few other interviews. And we didn't really hear from you after that. So a lot of people wondered, what happened to Andrew? What happened? There was, I was at the protest at the university. There was a huge amount of support for what you did here locally in Gainesville and everywhere, for that matter, on college campuses across the country, across the planet. And you went on the Today Show is the one that sticks out in my mind, and you kind of apologized. You had your parents there with you. What happened? I guess the bottom line and the question that I've been wanting to ask you is, did you have to bite your tongue for whatever reason? Did somebody say to you, hey, Andrew, don't talk about this stuff anymore. Don't come on the Today Show and continue to rant about the Skull and Bones. Don't you dare bring up 9/11. Don't you dare bring up any of these other things. What happened?
That's a very good question. And, you know, I've gone over the whole situation myself many times. And that's the one point where I come to myself. It's like, why aren't you doing more? And the answer is, I mean, it's been 6 years of reflection for me. The real reason is I was not in a very good place. Even though, you know, I'm learning the reality of what's going on. I was very angry, obviously, as you saw, about what was going on. But once that happened, I realized, okay, this gave me a platform to talk to people about stuff. So what do I want to share with them? And really, it was just like a big restriction for me. Because when I went on the Today Show, the night before the Today Show, I was out to dinner with the producer of the Today Show, and they're telling me like the way they were going to do the show, et cetera. And I was almost sick, like, to my stomach. I went to the bathroom because I was considering going on there and just ignoring all of Matt Lauer's questions and just ranting, like, are you kidding me about 9/11? Like, you guys are seriously not going to cover the fact that the buildings fell at the rate of gravity and that's physically impossible and why? But I was just, that's the place where I am. And I made the decision, and I think it was like, I don't know, a half an hour or a few hours before I actually went on there. And I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to play this straight and just answer the questions that he wants me to ask, that he wants to ask me. Because to be perfectly honest, anyone that wants to find things out about 9/11, stuff like that, they're going to find Alex Jones on their own. Like, for me, it's like, where can I add value to the conversation? What can I do different? And so it's been 6 years for me to become the person that I want to be. And I finally feel like I am the person that I want to go out and share. You know, I could go out before and share, you know, a half-baked version of what I wanted to do. But now people need to receive messages in certain ways. When people listen to Dick Cheney, okay, Dick Cheney is saying absolute nonsense most of the time. He's saying complete fiction that he invented so that people will support him no matter what kind of crazy, immoral thing that he's doing, but he delivers the message in such a calm way, in such a way that people listen to him. They respect him, and they think that you should respect him because he's talking in a calm, controlled manner. Well, it's been 6 years for me. I can finally adopt that manner and speak in that way, but not because I sat and practiced, just because I had to grow myself. I don't think I would have been very effective going out there and ranting and being the same person that I was 6 years ago. If you want that, anybody can go find Alex Jones. And I'm not saying that all he does is rant and rave. I think he's very good at what he does, and I think he himself has grown a lot in the last few years. But I just needed to do something more than what I thought. Because I was the student, basically. I read Arm Madhouse, all these different things, and all of that is out there. So it's what can I do differently? And what I can do differently is really bring a voice that I think people will find, you know, this guy is making sense. He's not saying anything crazy. He's only talking about facts, and he's talking about it in a way that I can listen to him, and he makes sense to me. And that's what a lot of people, and it's more than that, a lot of times I didn't know when to stop talking, when someone needed to, you know, they had enough. They can't listen to any more truth information because they have a small vessel. You know, they only can handle a certain amount of information.
Sure.
You know, and so people like you and me, like, we realize the reality of what's going on in the country. And it's very easy to go on and on and on about this problem that you don't understand and this problem that you don't understand and how bad this issue is. And a lot of times people will jump on board and support us. But you need to give them a little bit at a time, you know, and a lot of times what I was talking to my friends, you know, because they're the easiest, you know, perfect example of who I'd be sharing this information with, I would burn them out in 10 seconds and they think I was crazy because I'm sharing with them information that they are nowhere near ready for. You know, it's a gradual process. I didn't like one day go from, you know, high school student to, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. When I saw 9/11 on TV, like most people, oh my God. What just happened? I wasn't looking at it thinking, wait a minute, that's impossible. The building just exploded. You know, I like, no, it fell, you know? And then gradually you learn this, you learn that, and then you get to see Zeitgeist or something that shows you, oh my gosh, this is a complete inside job. It's ridiculous.
But sure, and when you first realize this, and when the light bulb first goes off, you don't know what to do but to rant and rave and tell everybody you know and talk their ear off. It's almost a process of just getting it off your chest and trying to come to terms with what your logical mind has figured out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for me, that process, it's good. It's a good, healthy process, but a lot of it, even though your intention might be to help people, a lot of it is purely for you because you can't help anybody if if you're not even composed yet. And so a lot of the first step, you know, once you're getting this information, it's like, okay,
right.
I need to digest this. I need to sit with this for a while. And so after the taser incident, okay, I had sat and digested the information, but now I need to sit and digest, okay, what do I do with the platform I've been given? Do I just go out and do everything that I thought of going on every single radio station that offered me, and there was a lot. There was dozens of radio stations that wanted to have me on every single morning show. I only did the Today Show. I didn't do every single Fox, ABC, CBS. They all would have had me. But I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't composed. I wasn't prepared. And so
hindsight's always 20/20, brother. We got to take a quick break, and we'll come back with Andrew Meyer.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. To outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with Andrew Meyer, Don't Tase Me, Bro. And he's launching a new campaign to inspire people to get active and stand up in a similar way that he did. Well, and perhaps in a more productive way. But, you know, Andrew, I got to backtrack. What you did was productive in a sense. It brought awareness to these issues. Yeah, it was kind of convoluted with the whole tasing thing. But the bottom line is, it at least, at the very least, introduced certain concepts to people that they had never heard about. Most people didn't know he was a Skull and Bones member, and so was Bush. Most people didn't know that the election is completely fraudulent. So in that regard, it really did a great job bringing awareness to these issues. For instance, let me bring up something I did at the University of Florida campus. So, Andrew, you remember Accent, right?
Absolutely.
How can you forget? Were they the ones who had John Kerry there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Accent, for those that don't know, is a group of frat brothers, mostly. And they control a lot of student government. They have a huge piece of the pie. And they get all this money to bring in whatever speakers that they want to bring in. Typically, they bring in some sort of bureaucrats. They brought it in. John Kerry, Rudolph Giuliani, and sometimes they bring in more fluffy people like, who was it? Shaquille O'Neal came to campus. They have some celebrities come and whatnot. And they pay these people thousands and thousands of dollars to come talk. I think Penn and Teller got $60,000 to come, and they give like a 2-hour talk or something. And that's what our student money is going to. Bringing in these shills to talk for a couple hours and get paid thousands and thousands of dollars. It really is a joke. And they all come, and it's, you know, it's a close-knit group of frat brothers, basically. I'm not trying to be derogatory to those and into the Greek life, but that's what it is. And they kind of shake each other's hand, and they think they're all VIP, and they have their suits, and they, you know, get to shake hands with these speakers and so on and so forth. And they oftentimes have a question and answer section. Well, they've changed that in recent years, and I'll tell you probably why they changed it. In addition to your contribution, I'd like to think that I was partially responsible for changing that as well. But long story short, Rudolph Giuliani came to town, and me being the person that I am, I wasn't going to let this criminal come and speak and not say something about it. Well, before that, Penn and Teller had came. Let's see who else. Valerie Plame, Bob Graham, Cal Penn, a bunch of shills. Okay, and I called them out during the question and answer section when we were allowed to, just like you did. And we asked our questions, and I usually got kicked out even though I was asking a question during the allotted time. And it usually had a huge increase of awareness to the issue because the newspaper would cover it, and they would write, person asks question with controversy, and they would write my question that I would ask, and I said, oh, great, this is awesome. Even though I'm being heckled and booed by a bunch of zombies, at least the newspaper is writing the actual question that I asked. Well, with Rudolph Giuliani, they changed the format. They decided that Rudolph was not going to have people ask questions during the normal question and answer section, that you must pre-submit your question in writing, and he was going to choose which questions he would answer. How convenient, right? So I had to go to plan B. I stood up, and I disrupted the event. I know it's wrong to disrupt the event. It's wrong to act in that fashion. It's rude, yeah, whatever. This guy's a criminal. This guy covered up the largest crime in our lifetime. Anyways, I called him out, Andrew, and I brought up Building 7. I asked him what he did with the debris that he shipped off to China and why he told people the air was safe to breathe and so on and so forth. And this made the news. This made the news here locally. It also got into the front page of the paper. I mean, Gainesville's a small town. And they quoted me. They said, Building 7, I have the copy of the paper still to this day. So what I'm getting at here is, just because something is an act of civil disobedience and might go against the grain and the people there all shunned me and booed me, doesn't mean that it's not an opportunity to inject some truth into the media. And I know that that approach isn't always as fruitful as we would like it to be, but sometimes it is, just like your incident was on a much larger scale.
I'm not disregarding what I did. I got plenty of emails from people that said, thank you so much, you really woke me up. I know that style can definitely be effective. But for me, I sensed that there was something more effective, that there is a way that I could reach even more people. And so for me, let's say that Giuliani's coming to town now. So there's a couple things I might do. I might stand outside with a big sign that says Jesse Ventura 2016 and let people know why they should vote for Jesse Ventura and not Giuliani. Because for me, it's like, I don't want to even be near the things that I'm not about, because I'm giving energy to Rudy Giuliani. I'm, in some ways, it's continuing that paradigm, because you're going to his event. He has the power. You're at his event. It's
true.
His court. But
yeah.
Outside the event, it's my court. I can do anything I want. No one can say anything about it. They know that there's freedom of speech. On the inside, they can say, oh, well, it's a closed event. You know, really, you, blah, 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 blah. But on the outside, you can do anything you want. And I think that it's more effective in this regard, because when you go in there and you're talking about all these, you're basically talking about everything that you don't want. You go in there and you say, Rudy, you did this horrible crime, this bad thing, this terrible thing, and you're a bad person. What the hell? You know, but you're not getting what you want that way. You're not talking about what you want, even though you're raising awareness of bad things. What you want is not bad things. What you want is a president who's going to bring the military home and only use them in a wise fashion. What you want is a president who's not going to support any kind of false flag attack. He's going to actually, you know, promote peace in the country and outside the country. You want a president that's not going to, you know, kowtow to whatever corporation gives him $1 million. You want a president that's going to try and be fair, and not have... You have to promote the things that you want, basically. And so when you go outside, you say Jesse Ventura 2016, what you're doing is you're going to introduce people to what they're going to reintroduce what you want. Hey, do you want
right.
clean water? Do you want clean air? Do you want this? Do you want that? Yes, I want all of those things. Great. Sign up for Jesse Ventura, because he's the only guy running that actually is going to promote any of these things. Name me another candidate. Obama. Oh, guess what? Obama is down with all these corporations polluting and not paying for it, like the BP, right? They didn't pay a fraction of what the actual damages was. But Obama's cool with that, even though he's the liberal, you know, the liberal, it doesn't make a difference. And you can destroy whatever kind of facade they have in their mind by just reminding them, what do you actually want? You know, and it's a process, because they'll still, you know, obviously they're gonna have some resistance. But if I don't elect Obama, they'll get the Republicans, and the Republicans will do this and this and this. Okay, what will Obama do that you actually like? Because you can't just say, well, I hate the lesser of two evils, right? And people just accept that. You know, it's a common phrase, the lesser of two evils. But what you're saying is you accept evil. Just think about that. Oh, well, you know, mm-hmm. evil's okay. You know, just some evil.
As long as it's,
you know,
the lesser evil, right?
Yeah,
as opposed
I'm
to
okay.
the greater of the greatest, or something like that. I get your point entirely. We got to take another quick break, and we'll be back with Andrew Meyer in just a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thefellowshiplife.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Show, I'm talking with Don't Taste Me Bro, Andrew Meyer. He's got a new campaign that I want to plug here. Tell us about the campaign. We haven't really explicitly touched on it yet. What is it setting out to do and so on and so forth?
So the main thrust of the campaign is to get people to send me out to college campuses where I can actually speak on events and let people really tap into the important issues going on. Because, I mean, Don't Taste Me Bro is a name that it actually generates buzz when you throw it out there, like say, I'm going to go someplace. There's a lot of liberty names out there. Personally, like for me, Luke Rutkowski is a name that is important, and people, he's doing a lot of really good work. Max Kaiser is doing a lot of important work. But if you say that to a college campus, hey, Max Kaiser is coming to campus, I'm not sure, even Max Kaiser, who has a show with a pretty big following, I'm not sure what kind of like buzz that'll generate.
But no, you're right. You have to be in the know, but Don't Tase Me, Bro. I mean, that transcends any of the barriers that we might have.
I have a feeling a lot of people don't want to come out there just to be loud and rude and ridiculous. And that's what I'm ready
that's
for.
That's great.
I'm ready for people to stand in line just so they could say, don't tase me, bro. Don't tase. I'm ready for that. Fine. Because
do you ever get that walking down the street? Does that ever happen?
Back in the day. That's the long time. I mean, I have been wearing a big beard for a while. It's changed now, but I'm unrecognizable as far as I don't even look like the person that I did. But it'd be hard for someone to get to do that.
All right, so you're going to go to college campuses and you're going to talk to people and you're going to draw a crowd of not just people who are already in the know. Because oftentimes I wonder if what I'm doing is effective because of that. You know, I feel like sometimes I'm just preaching to the choir. And I always look for ways to go beyond that. So I like that aspect of this.
For me, there's a lot of different ways we can build on what we already have. Because I feel like there's a lot of infrastructure at this point for the truth movement, the liberty movement, whatever you want to call it. For example, the biggest issue for me that I try and switch people onto is where they get their news. Because when people are drinking, you know, they're taking the Kool-Aid, by watching NBC, reading, like, respecting the New York Times and thinking that that's a legitimate publication. And when you can flip them and say, okay, you know what, I don't get my news from the New York Times anymore. I get the Liberty Crier, which is what Trevor Lyman sends out every morning. He basically is a news aggregator, and he'll take from The Guardian, he'll take from InfoWars, he'll take from whatever is doing the best news, and he'll send it out. And that's my morning newspaper, is the Liberty Crier that Trevor Lyman does. And he was the guy that did the Ron Paul money bomb campaign.
And he also did the Revolution March, and yeah, I remember him.
So, I mean, if I can switch people from, if I can go to these campuses and show them, hey, you know, there's honest candidates and there's dishonest candidates. There's media that's telling you the truth, and there's media that is paid not to tell you the truth. If I can switch the paradigm for people, like, between what's legitimate and what's not, then I'll have accomplished my goal as far as that's concerned. And I think it'll grow from there, because people will, once people's attention is focused on the right thing, well, there's a reason people pay $3 million for 30 seconds of the Super Bowl. When you have a huge audience, really, you could do a lot of things. And I'm not just talking about selling T-shirts and raising money, which is important, because once you have the money, you can do even more. But it'll be like a snowball effect, where if you're getting more people, well, they're sending it out to their social network. They're sending it out to their social network. So that's what I'm looking to do. And besides going and talking and trying to, like, build this avalanche, the other thing is I have little side campaigns, which are also important. Like, one of the things I want to do is build a website that actually catalogs all of the candidates from the presidential level down to a city councilman and honestly critiques what their platform stands for. Because a lot of times people say, oh, I'm voting for this Democrat. Well, why are you voting for them? Because they're a Democrat. So the point of this website is to have all the candidates on equal footing, and all it does is just honestly critique their platform.
All right, I can hear my listeners right now saying, Andrew, the elections don't matter. They're rigged. You know this. Why would you put any attention into it or any energy into it?
Just because the elections are rigged doesn't mean they can't also be fixed. I mean, it took people to rig the elections, and it takes people to unrig the elections to make them work again. And so at some point, you know, there's a tipping point where it doesn't matter that there's people trying to rig it. You know, let's say, you know, one of the biggest forces against the truth movement a lot of times is police officers, you know, where they want to have free speech zones and this and that. But what happens when the police officers are on our side? What happens when the people in all the elections that used to, you know, try and rig it for the Republicans, suddenly they know that the Republicans don't have their back and they don't support the Republicans? Like, just because there's a conspiracy of 10 men in a room that have all the world's money and they're using all this puppetry to do evil, you know, okay, they're just 10 old men in a room. If no one supported them, if they didn't have jackbooted thugs and an army of white-shirted people doing stupid things in offices, okay, then they have no support, and we have the support, and we can do whatever we want. So every single person is extremely important. That no one is, I am not more important, you are not more important. You know, these people we call zombies, they are equally as important as we are. And every single one of them that we can get drinking the right water and not the Kool-Aid, you know, listening to alternative media, knowing the difference between a corporate candidate that's going to just poison them every single way, and between that and an honest candidate, that's going to make a huge difference. It's just there's so many veils in front of people's eyes to seeing reality. If we can just remove a lot of these veils, we can do a lot of good, and that's what I'm trying to do. And so the website will just, obviously the main thrust of the campaign is me talking to people, but the website will be a tool where it's like, okay, let's build on this. So you want to be productive now. You don't want to just go protest. You want to actually build something. Okay, so you want to run for mayor. Well, now here's a website that's going to have a lot of attention where you want to run for mayor, fine. Put up your campaign, and someone's going to audit you. You're not just going to get to say, oh, I'm going to do this and that. Someone is going to actually audit you and find out, well, are you actually paid by Monsanto? Are you actually paid by a local business, and you're going to do something shady? So it's not just going to say, you know, oh, I'm John Smith, and vote for me because I have a smile on a bus station, you know, advertisement. No, people are going to actually go and check out the candidates and see what they're actually about. That's the point of that. There's a couple more things if you want me to keep going. If you want to have
time. Yeah, we have a couple minutes before our next break. Go ahead.
So one of the other things I want to do is put together a CD that I've been working on with a lot of local artists and musicians. And well, that might sound like, well, how is that related? Music, like, there's a reason that you don't hear any good music on the radio anymore, because a lot of artists put truth into their lyrics. That's why Clear Channel banned Rage Against the Machine and Radiohead from the airwaves. You know, when John Lennon was the voice of the nation, you heard, you know, all we're saying is give people a chance, a million people chanting that. That's powerful. You know, Nixon was afraid when that was happening. They plug all this Miley Cyrus, Rihanna crap because they want people with crap in their minds so they're not building anything. But when you have actual artists saying actual things and they're really popular, that's another way of drawing a huge crowd and bringing them to something productive. Because when you have 10 million people going to see Jay-Z, he leads them to Obama. When you have 10 million people going to see Exact Pain Project or Blackalicious, these are amazing hip-hop artists that most people have never heard of, but have way, way better music than Jay-Z with way better lyrics. If you have 10 million people going to see that, well, now they're being directed not to Obama, but to Jesse Ventura or to Bob Tuskin or whoever is actually running and doing something productive.
All right. I like it. You know, we're a big fan of truth music or music with an actual message, and I think it's a great means in which we can get to the people out there who might not be expecting it, but they hear some lyrics and they eventually say, what was that all about? As opposed to the mind control that we see in our music industry today with their Illuminati symbolism.
Even if the lyrics themselves don't do the job, right? Just think of it this way. Like, Lupe Fiasco talks about 9/11, but it's not like he's converting people left and right, you know. Maybe he is, I don't know. Onto the move. So just picture this, you know, Bob, let's say that you want to run for mayor of Gainesville, right? Well, there's someone there that's probably getting paid to do something lousy, and they have an amount of money, and that money is going to put their face out there, and then that makes it easier for them to beat you. What if all of a sudden John Mayer says, I'm going to throw a free concert in Gainesville, and the point of this concert is to get Bob Tuskin elected mayor? You just beat that Gainesville mayor. You kicked the crap out of him. And so there are hundreds of John Mayers out there that have no recording contract, no distribution, no way of becoming popular because they're not bought and paid for, and they're not going to let these guys get popular. I mean, John Mayer himself, that song, Waiting on the World to Change, said it's hard to beat the system when they control the information. You know, so he's not going to do it alone, but if you have, you know, hundreds of artists across the country that are all aimed at the same spot.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Hold on.
Justin Show. John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Andrew, you want to open up the phone lines at some point?
Yeah, why not? Let people ask me questions. Let them scream "Don't Fancy Bro" at me.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. 800-313-9443. If you would like to talk to Don't Tase Me Bro, you can do so. 800-313-9443. A while ago you messaged me, and sorry I never got back to you. I had meant to, but things are crazy, especially with the baby being born. Yeah, it was right around when he was born. Anyways, Andrew messaged me. He said, "Hey, Bob, I'd like to talk to you about the witnessing of the death of paper and the gold issue." Let's get out of our topics for a moment of Andrew Meyer and talk a little bit about the economy and where it's headed and what a proper alternative is. You know, I'm not a fan of the gold standard, Andrew. I think that that's setting up us up for failure. You know what the golden rule is, right? Those that own the gold.
He who makes the gold. Yeah.
Exactly. So what's your take on the economy and the, more importantly, solutions that we should seek?
Okay, so first of all, everyone here knows what QE infinity is, right? The QE infinity, quantitative easing. Infinity. There was QE1, QE2, QE3, and now it's just QE infinity, where the U.S. government essentially prints $85 billion a month. And so when you print that much money, just imagine a hose going into a grape juice bottle. There's not very much grape juice left after a while, and so that's what's happening to the value of the dollar. It's becoming completely eroded. And so when you look at it versus, let's use gold, for example. The gold standard that you don't like so much, but when you look at the value of gold compared to the dollar's lost 85% of its value in the last 11 years compared to gold. And why is that? Because all we keep doing is printing more money to finance the wars, printing money to give, you know, Goldman Sachs and all the banks that caused the subprime mortgage crisis. Oh, here you go. Here's trillions to, you know, clean your balance sheet. And so when you print all of this money and we're not creating anything, all we do is import everything from China, India, oil from Saudi Arabia. You know, what do we produce? Why should the dollar be worth anything? And the only reason it's being propped up is because basically of our military, which is why they want to do every single war they possibly can to enforce the petrodollar, meaning the oil being traded in the dollar. So that's why they invaded Libya and took out Gaddafi, because Gaddafi was going to go off the dollar as the standard for trading in oil. So they had to replace him. Same thing in Syria. That's why Russia got involved, because Russia is happy to back them. They have a deal for their natural gas and all their fossil fuels. And so they're not going to – Syria is like, no, we're moving off the dollar. You can't stop us. And so that's why – we're using our, you know, Al Qaeda puppets to go in there and try and take out. You know what? If I could segue from the economy just for a second, it's amazing to me that their plan is to give bombs, basically air support to Al Qaeda. That's their plan, and it's like if anything's going to wake up people on their own, if they get wind of that, you know, that Al Qaeda is who Obama wants to give, you know, military support to. That alone should just, like, knock the wind out of people. Like, wait, what the heck? What just happened? They're the boogeyman. Now we support the boogeyman?
What a backwards world we live in. Jeez.
Right. Anyway.
Al-Qaeda is what I call them, Andrew.
Back to the economy. So when you looked at we're not actually producing anything and we just go to war to you know, support the petrodollar, and now these countries, there's a group called BRICS. It's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And all of these countries have decided to band together. They're not going to trade in the dollar anymore. And what they're going to do, basically, is they're going to trade in the Chinese yuan. They're going to announce it at some point. They've been saying they're going to announce it for a while, but when it actually drops, they're going to say, okay, the yuan is backed by gold and a bundle of other commodities. And they're just going to blow the dollar out of the water. And I don't know if you know this, China's been buying up a lot of stuff in the U.S. already. They own most of Wells Fargo. They've been doing a lot. So you hear people like Alex Jones or Jesse Ventura or people using China as like a hypothetical, you know, with the campaign spending laws, it doesn't say where the money comes from. What if China's controlling our elections? You know, I used to hear that and think that they're just throwing out a hypothetical to make people like, yeah, I don't want China in my election. But no, that could actually be part of the process. You know, Goldman Sachs, the Rothschilds, et cetera, but, you know, China's a major player. They have most of the gold in the world at this point. And when you look at the sheet of all the currencies in the world, almost every day, every currency, it goes down in value. The dollar, the euro, the British pound, every currency is going down. The only ones that go up are the Indian rupee and the Chinese yuan. And that's because they're buying gold. They're actually getting value. They're getting out of the U.S. dollar, which is rapidly dropping. And they're printing more of it all the time. They're getting out of it, and they're getting things that actually have value. So I understand why you might be averse to gold when you see people like Glenn Beck talking about it. But, you know, they're just not doing – they're not giving people a good deal. You know, they're trying to – yeah, get into gold. They're talking sense, you know, get into gold. But then at the end of the talk, they try and, you know, screw them with a bad deal. You know, so people actually should be hedging their portfolios, their savings with gold and silver. I told my parents to do that. 2008, you know, they doubled their money, basically. But it's not
and my parents didn't do that. And later they came to me and said, you know what, Bob, you were right. And it was one of those unfortunate, I told you so. You know, I wish they would have listened to me like your parents did. Andrew, the problem with me in gold is that people are not prepping. They don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have a garden. And those are things that I find to be prerequisite before you invest in any metal. Because at the end of the day, when stuff hits the fan, you can't eat that gold.
Yeah, but you can sell silver and buy whatever you want. That's why silver and gold are the best forms of money, because they're liquid. People will buy it. You can
depending on what's in demand, ship it right off,
and someone will buy it from you.
Yeah, but it depends. You know what's in demand at the time. So if there's a massive food shortage, then gold might, you know, its value might be diminished to the point where it's better to trade food.
Okay, but where's the food shortage? The food shortage would be where? The United States? Somewhere in the world there will be an abundance of food, and in that place, women will want to get married, and they will want gold rings, and they will buy gold. And you can sell your gold.
All right, let's take a caller here. I'll have to agree to disagree with you on that one, actually. But let's go to the phone lines here, because we could go on, and I think it's a good discussion. But I promised I'd get a few call-ins here. Let's talk with Dallas in Canada. Hello, Dallas.
Hello there. How are y'all doing tonight? I'd make you proud, Bob. I'm all prepped up, buddy. I'm all ready to go. I got my food and everything, and I'm ready to go short-term, long-term, full-term, you name it.
Send me your address when you get off the phone with me, all right?
Yeah, sure. I was going to make another point here. I wanted to ask bro. When you got tased, can you please explain, did that change your life in any way? Did you go through any trauma after getting assaulted like that? And I just wanted to know if it had any adverse effects on your psyche.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dallas. So, Andrew,
it happened to me arrested once as well, and it caused PTSD.
Oh, I'm sure it did. Let's ask that question. Andrew, did you have some trauma from it, or did you eventually grow and deal with it?
Yeah, eventually you grow from anything, but yeah, I absolutely had a post-traumatic stress disorder after that. It's extremely traumatic, and not just from the taser and the arresting, but that situation, you know. I had just read 1984 for the first time. I had just watched all these documentaries for the first time talking about, you know, what they can do with the Military Authorization Act. That was a big one at the time because it was pre-NDAA, what they could do with the Patriot Act. And it's like, they can legally assassinate you. They can put you in a military prison in another country, and you'll never be heard from again. So even though that might not have been realistic, I was like, holy crap, is the Black Secret Police about to take me somewhere? So I was scared out of my brain. Yeah, that took a while to unwind that fall away. Not a fun situation, but I feel like out of the worst situation, if you're looking for it, you'll find the most light, the most good. So even though that happened to me, I think it actually, in the end, it changed me for the better.
TheAndrewMeyer.com. TheAndrewMeyer.com. Check out his website. We got to take another quick break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.